Shalom uvecha to all. Welcome to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we will be learning the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. I just want to take a moment and personally note that this is my first teaching for the OU Women's Initiative following the recent and sudden passing of Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And so much of what we do here, and so much of the Torah that we learn here, and the programs of the OU Women's Initiative were founded and built with the vision, the drive, the commitment, the warmth, the support, the care, the concern, the patience, and the pride of Rabbi Moshe Hauer. For what is good for Klal Yisrael is good for him, and to being a Maribitz Torah throughout Klal Yisrael. And he wanted so much that people should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah. He was really a visionary amongst all the other work he did in the Prat and the Klal in shaping the OU Women's Initiative. And we remember his holy work. I don't know that he needs our Aliyah Neshama, but if these words of Torah serve to be a Nechama for the Neshama and Aliyah for the Neshama, it will be a tremendous to'ales tizicho baruch. The Haftorah of Parshas Lech Lecha comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Zayin, through Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Before we look at a selection of the psukim, I'm going to quote from you from the great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha, whose Yahrzeit is actually coming up, fifth Yahrzeit is coming up, I believe, Chav Cheshvan. Here we go. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, and then I'm going to give you a selection of the psukim. But what is the overview? What is the topic? What is the connection between the Haftorah and Parshas Lech Lecha? Parshas Lech Lecha, of course, is the journey of Avram from Ur Kast and from Aram Naharaim, from Amram Nachor, from Haran, and he finally makes it to Eretz Canaan. And over Hashem promises to give him the land. And yes, there are different narratives in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram and Lo going down to Egypt. Sarah is taken, Paro frees them, they're very wealthy, Avram and Lo part ways. Avram's involved in the war of the four kings and the five kings, which there's a reference to in the Haftorah. The Bris Ben Absarim, the covenant between the pieces. Avram takes Hagar, Yishmael is born, Avram is commanded to do Bris Mila, and he is told he will have a son who is named Yitzchak. What is the theme of the Haftorah from Sefer Yeshayahu? Says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, God's choice of Avraham and his descendants put the Jewish people at the forefront of the war against the moral distortions that are the hallmark of idolatry. This bitter struggle throughout human history has often left Yaakov feeling like the worm of Yaakov, which you're going to see. The Pasuk says in the Haftorah, Al tir'i tola'as Yaakov. Do not fear the worm of Yaakov. Even Israel, when you feel the children of Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, you feel to be a worm amongst the exiles. Do not worry the worm of Yaakov. Klal Yisrael as a worm feels weak and pained. We are anxious to understand why God appears to be absent from our world. But against this backdrop, we have strong words of consolation from the prophet Yeshayahu. And over again, he repeats, do not fear, like I quoted to you, Al tir'i tola'as Yaakov. This assurance creates a special sense of closeness between God and the children of Avram Ohavi. The prophet here calls Avram Ohavi. And it gives us strength. Our connection to Hashem, which was first forged in God's covenant with Avram, gives us the strength to overcome our doubts. It gives us the strength to continue in our battle against the darkness of the world's idols with confidence. I think that this is such a relevant Haftorah and such relevant consolation of the Navi and the world that we are in. The world today we see, we are anxious to understand why God appears to be absent from our world. We are anxious. How can we possibly overcome the powerful forces and the world around us? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says through the Navi Isaiah, do not fear. Because you are the children of Avram Ohavi, we must find the strength in ourselves. We have to overcome our doubts. We have to continue our battle, even against the darkness of the world's foreign powers and foreign beliefs and false beliefs. Rabbi Sacks says, and this is very important, his last line, this prophecy was not directed at a specific time or a specific context. The prophecy is relevant throughout the long night of our people's struggle against foreign powers and their political and cultural influence. So whichever time and age, day, country, land, exile, Am Yisrael finds itself, Dayenu Kvar, This prophecy of Isaiah speaks to all of us. Let us look at a selection of the Pesukim, Parak Mem Pasuk of Zayin, which is the first Pasuk of the Haftorah. Lama Tomer Yaakov Usidaber Yisrael Nistara Darki Me Hashem Umelokai Mishpati Yavar. Why do you say, Jacob, why do you declare, Israel, my way is hidden from God, my right is disregarded by my God? Do you think God is hidden? Do you think God disregards what you do? No. Next Pasuk. Halo Yadata Imlo Shama Mata Elokei Olam Hashem Bore Kitzos Haaretz Lo Yaf Velo Yiga Ein Cheker L'Tavunaso. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not grow tired. He does not grow weary. No one can even fathom the depths of his understanding. Continues the next pasuk of Tes. No sein la yaif koach. God gives strength to the tired. We make a bracha and birkat hashachar every single morning. Baruch Hanosha Neav Koch, based on this pasuk from Isaiah. Ule'ein onim atzma yarba. He gives strength to the tired. He gives strength and power to the weak. Yeah, obviously, because of the time constraints, can't do every pasuk of the Torah. So I chose a selection to do. We're now skipping ahead to Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Hey. And now we call out to the nations of the world, those who think they are so mighty and strong, those who think that God has removed his providence from Am Yisrael. Never. Pasuk Hey in Perek Mem Aleph, Ra'u Iyim V'Yirahu Kitzos Ha'aretz Yech Radu Karvu V'Ye'asayun. What do we say here? The islands see, Iyim, see, O islands, and become afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They drew near and they came when they see the power and the might of God, that in fact he gives us strength and he has never abandoned his people. Even the faraway islands, even the ends of the earth are trembling. Pasuk Ches, La'ato Yisrael Avdi Yaakov, Asher Becharticha, Zera Avram Ohavi. Oh, and God here directly addresses Klal Yisrael. We're in Pasuk Ches, but you, Israel, my servant Jacob, I chose you, says Hashem. You are the seed of Abraham, who I loved. Pasuk Yud, Al Tira, Hashem says, do not be afraid. Such a powerful chizuk. In the world in which we live, Hashem says, no, it may seem that I'm absent, but even the most distant islands, even the ends of the earth will hear that I have chosen Israel, the seed of my beloved servant Abraham. Al Tira, do not be afraid. Ki imcha ani. Why should you not be afraid? God says, I am with you. Al tishta ki ani Hashem Elokecha. Do not be dismayed. I am Hashem your God. Imatzticha. I have given you strength from the word chazak ve'amatz. Af azarticha. I have also helped you. Af temachticha. I have supported you. B'yamin tzidki. With the righteousness of my right hand. Pasuk Yer Aleph, verse 11. Hein yevoshu v'yakomu. They will be ashamed and embarrassed. Kol anachrim bach. Who will be ashamed and embarrassed? Not Klal Yisrael. All those who were incensed against you. You ka'ayin. On the end of days, they will disappear like nothing. V'yovdu anshei rivecha. And those who came against you with a quarrel, they will utterly disappear. They will be lost. Pasuk Yer Gimel. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha machzik yiminecha. Because I am the Lord your God, I give you strength to your right hand. Ha omer lecha al tira ani azarticha. God says to all of us, my beautiful nation of Israel, despite what you see happening in the world today, like Rabbi Sack says, this prophecy is not for a specific time or a specific place. It speaks to all the generations. Do not be afraid. I am here to help you, says God. Repeats the Pasuk Yedad, Al Tiri Tola As Yaakov, over and over. Isaiah tells us that Hashem says, do not be afraid, even when you feel like a worm. Tola As Yaakov, Misei Yisrael, you men of Israel, Ani Azarticha. I am your help. And Hashem takes an oath. God takes an oath. V'go aleich kadosh Yisrael. Not only am I your help, says God, I am your redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The Geula will come. Last Pasuk of the Haftorah. Tizreim v'ruach tisha'im. Usa'ara tafitz osam. You will winnow them. Ultimately, Klal Yisrael will win over the nations of the world. We will winnow them. The wind will carry them away. The whirlwind, the sa'ara, ruach sa'ara, also divar, the great storm will scatter them. Va'ata tagil b'Hashem, and you, the seed of Aram Oavi, will exalt in God, b'kadosh Yisrael tisalal, in the glory, in the Holy One of Israel, we will rejoice. It is therefore a prophecy that gives us chizuk to us as a nation, scattered amongst the nations of the world, to ultimately know that Hashem is always with us, Hashem is supporting us, and Hashem is our strength. But I want to quote from you, it's all true. An alternative way of looking at this Haftorah is that it is a chizuk to every person in their own time of trial and tribulation. This comes from a beautiful essay by Rabbi Yonah Ries in the Sefer Mitocha Ohal HaHaftorah. Rabbi Yonah Ries, I'm only quoting an excerpt from the essay, Rabbi Yonah Ries says that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in the beginning of Pirkei about the Asar Nisyonos, the 10 trials of Abraham, and he passed with flying colors. These trials, according to the commentators, include many in Parshas Lech Lecha, the command for Avram to leave his homeland, his descent into Egypt during famine, the captivity of his wife by Pharaoh, the war against the four kings in order to rescue Lot, and Bris Milah at the age of 99. Says Rabbi Ries, according to commentators, between 6 and 8 of the Asar Nisyonos take place in Parshas Lech Lecha. If there is anybody who might have been sapped of his strength and stamina, who needs the promise of no sign la'ya'if kolach, it is God himself. Moreover, despite having persevered through so many tests, there are more trials to come, the climax of which, the command to offer his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice to God. Abraham could certainly have felt he had more than adequately proven himself. Had he not satisfied his quota of trials and tribulations, nonetheless, that case is in next week's parsha, he managed to summon the strength to surmount even greater challenges. And therefore, according to the Haftorah, this is the message to the nation of Israel concerning the human condition on earth. Do not fear, worm of Yaakov, people of Israel. I will assist you, says the Lord. Even when we feel our strength has been sapped like a worm, God will help you overcome your challenges. Avram Avinu, says Rabbi Yonah Ries, serves as a perfect paradigm for this uplifting message. We can thus understand, says Rabbi Ries, why the rabbis enacted, as part of the standard morning blessing, the benediction after the very Haftorah, Hanosin Layav Koach, God gives strength to the weary. Every person is susceptible of succumbing to exhaustion from life's many trials and tribulations. Rav Salvechuk says, and I quote, "There is no such thing as the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken. There comes a point," says Rabbi Ries, "when a person may feel it is legitimate to be tired. He may want to decline the divine invitation to confront new challenges that test his or her spiritual strength. Therefore, the Haftorah to Parshas Lech Lecha charges one to reject that attitude. After all, if Abraham passed one difficult test after another in Parshas Lech Lecha, he did not hesitate to assume new and more formidable challenges to come close to God. Man, mortal man, is bidden to ignore his fatigue and to always rely on his Creator, who will revitalize him and give him strength as necessary." This Haftorah, says Rabbi Ries, is inspirational on many levels. It certainly is an evocation. It evokes the divine providence that continuously strengthens the people of Israel collectively. But it is also a strengthening to every Jew individually. The Haftorah beckons us to follow the example of Avram, finding strength when we feel weak, and having faith to overcome the internal fatigue in loving service of the Almighty. And therefore, tizreim v'ruach tisa'im, when it comes to our external enemies, when it comes to our internal exhaustion, we will scatter them. The wind will carry them. The strong storm winds will wipe them away from before us. Va'ata, and as for you, notice Lashon Yachid, speaking to every Jew, tagil b'Hashem, you will rejoice and exult in the salvation of God, b'kadosh Yisrael, tisalal, and the Holy One of God, we will rejoice and glory. Alvai, we should see the fulfillment of this nevuah, of this great prophecy, of this beautiful Haftorah, the scattering of our enemies, the Holy One of Israel truly redeeming us with the ultimate redemption. And until that time, which may be immediately added in our days, we should all find the kochos, as did Avram Avinu, to know that it is Hashem who gives koach to the weary to overcome and to continue to overcome our challenges, maybe the diminished and few, and always come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the path of Avram Ohavi. Thank you so much for learning with me. Haftorah of the Women's Initiative. Kol Tov, best wishes to all for a wonderful day.